I thought it had to be a mistake at first. I was just flabbergasted.
This is Hypothesis, WNYC's look at science in our area. I'm Alec Hamilton. Today, we have a story about loss and possible second chances. 2 years ago, boat operators off the coast of Namibia saw a strange sight. From out of the water rose a bumpy, barnacled gray hump. City University biology professor Liz Alter says when she saw the photos, she could tell right away what it was.
When you see a gray whale, you know it.
Except there aren't supposed to be gray whales in the Atlantic. There are a lot in the Pacific, but the population in the Atlantic went extinct in the 18th century. So those photos got Alter thinking. She and her team had just gotten hold of a bunch of fossils from Atlantic gray whales. They planned to look at the DNA to see how long ago those whales had branched off from their cousins in the Pacific.
When we look at most other baleen whales, those populations have been separated on the order of millions of years.
What they found instead might explain that sighting off Namibia.
Gray whales basically started moving from the Pacific to the Atlantic as soon as the climate conditions permitted them to.
The DNA showed the two populations were closely related. They had moved back and forth repeatedly during times when the planet got warm enough that the Arctic ice receded, opening the Bering Strait. And now the ice is receding again, thanks to climate change. So that whale off of Namibia? Alter thinks it may have snuck back across the slush.
It shouldn't surprise us if we begin to see a steady trickle of gray whales that are arriving in the Atlantic.
I'm Alec Hamilton. This is Hypothesis.